first part of the question was about transfer of life between planets, was that it? The idea is that life can transfer between planets aboard meteorites, and this is something that's quite possible. In fact, some people consider it's inevitable, so that if you find evidence of life on Mars, might it have come from here or vice versa? Might we all be Martians, in fact? We already know there's evidence of life on Mars. Here we are. We came from there. Now, that might sound ridiculous, but you think of what we're talking about before, about Thomas Gold's idea of life underground here, which we know is correct now. And you think of a meteorite coming into Earth with a sufficient velocity to blast rocks off at more than the escape velocity from Earth, so that they go out into the solar system. Well, it turns out the physics of that is that there's a zone around an impact site that's such that there's almost no heating and almost no strain, so any bacteria that or archaea that are in the pores of those rocks, and there will be such organisms, have the potential to survive being blasted into space. Okay, then they have to survive the journey to another planet, and that journey can take anything from months and extreme examples all the way to millions of years, and then they have to survive re-entry on the other planet. Now, we know that meteorites are exchanged between the planets because, after all, we've got Martian meteorites here, and that's exactly what we'd expect. We know that bacteria and probably archaea can survive extremely harsh conditions. You can freeze them in liquid nitrogen and then thaw them out years later and they'll grow again. And that's the temperature of outer space. So the journey is at least feasible. And we know that delicate structures in meteorites can survive re-entry onto other planets because we have meteorites here with delicate structures in them. So that whole process of transfer of life between planets has to be considered as a possibility. So if you find life on Mars, the first thing to do is to determine whether it came from here or not. And that's not going to be a simple problem. Then the genetic diversity of life on Mars, well, your guess is as good as mine. But already by 3,500 million years ago here, we seem to have had quite diverse microbial ecosystems. So even if life existed on Mars for only tens of millions or a few hundred millions of years, then it could already by then have been quite diverse.